Good evening. Here is the 7 p.m. news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, the higher education sector has been assured of a smooth 2024-2025 academic year following the laid-down procedures on the academic calendar. 23 curricular courses and a gender methodological training guide that aligns with the labor market demands has been presented in Yaoundé today. On to sports, training continues in the two teams to clash in the final of the football of the Cup of Cameroon to be played on Sunday, September 29th. Those are our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. Members of the Ndonga Mantung Funds Union say they want to dislodge the wage of division which some ill-intentioned individuals are trying to put between the indigenous community and the Mbororo community in their area. During a meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, today in Yaoundé, the traditional rulers, who are accompanied by the President of the Mbororo Cultural and Development Association, announced their desire to organize a peace caravan to help cement the bond of unity between the indigenous population and the Mbororo community. Here is the president of the Ndonga Mantung Funds Union, Njofo Maurice Ndi, with facts about the peace crusade.
Our purpose is to have the Prime Minister endorse our project of a meeting followed by a caravan for peace, reconciliation of the natives and the Mbororo community, which peace is jeopardized. The caravan shall be organized on the 12th of October, 2024 in Kambé. We will first of all organize a panel. We will develop some themes related to peace. After we will have a number of resolutions and a caravan, we will finish with a declaration in Kambé. Since the crisis, groups of unidentified young men interfere, claiming to belong to Mbororo or to belong to the natives. So the meaning of our caravan is to tell them that we, the natives and the Mbororo community, we are one, and that our peaceful coexistence that existed must continue. We are all brothers. We have been living together for centuries, so we don't have any problem with them. The Prime Minister has been very happy. He has appreciated the initiative. You know him, say he's a peace crusader. So he said that anything concerning peace would have his own support.
In the meantime, vocational training centers in Cameroon have been equipped with 23 curricular courses and a gender methodological training guide to enhance training that aligns with the labor market demands. The reference documents were presented at a ceremony in Yaoundé, attended by ministers in charge of agriculture, vocational training, livestock and women's empowerment, alongside representatives from the German Development Agency, the GIZ. Hortense Yangang reports.
The 23 training curricula covering agriculture, livestock, rural finance and agroecology, as well as the gender methodological training guide, are initiatives led by the German Corporation, GIZ, and the Cameroon government. They aim to promote rural and gender-balanced development in Cameroon through world-class training that meets global labor market demands. The head of cooperation at the German Embassy in Yaoundé, Knut Gumet, highlights the significance of the documents.
Men, women, and especially the young population can have access to trainings to improve their skills, to improve their economic abilities. And on top of that, we're working on the value chain to make sure that there are markets, financing. There are the tools farmers and livestock breeders need to be more productive. And in the big step, they contribute to the development of Cameroon.
During the ceremony, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobe, highlighted that the training manuals will equip learners with skills in line with international standards. He urged both public and private vocational training centers to work together for the implementation of these manuals across all vocational institutions in the country.
Hortense Yangan reporting. Our in-depth section of the news tonight is on the university back to school. The Minister of Higher Education and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famondongo, assures higher education stakeholders of a smooth 2024-2025 school year. This as the procedures to guide and ensure a smooth running of the new academic year have been laid down by the Minister, and it's contained in the 2024-2025 academic calendar. FOC Babatunde has the details.
Over 50 private higher institutions across the national territory present at the exhibition have answered the call to provide youths with profitable skills to enable them to be productive Cameroonians in diverse fields.
We are 100% into it. We have different fields of study, beginning from fashion, clothing and textile. We do a hands-on training wherein the students live not only the theoretical aspect, but they are able to produce the items and they can be able to sustain themselves. What they are doing today actually have a pride of place, and we are proud to produce students who are able to come out with items like that.
According to one of the proprietors of one of the institutions, Barista Lamango Magdalene, the initiative which seeks to transform institutions into enterprises requires financing.
We've done all what it takes. We've incubated the projects. They are ready. They are mature. Now we need to put up all the necessary infrastructure that will permit us to go really industrial and penetrate the market. There is no finance.
Making rounds at the exhibition stands of various universities present, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famondongo, called on the youth to be innovators and drivers of the ambition to make universities incubators of enterprises, especially during this era of digitalization.
Thousands of young advanced level holders in Yaoundé are about now following pre-registration formalities in order to secure their place within state universities. At the University of Yaoundé 1, for instance, an orientation committee made up of older students has been put in place to help showing the right steps to newcomers. Maimouna Njoya went finding out and files in the following report.
Classes have resumed in some private higher institutions of learning, but as regards state universities, this is the time for pre-registrations. At the oldest university in Cameroon, that of Yaoundé 1 in the Guaikele neighborhood, students come and go, while new students concentrate on pre-registration formalities, which started on the 5th of September for those of the Faculty of Science and the 16th of September for those of the Faculty of Arts. We have others who had interrupted classes for 1 or 2 years and have now decided to resume.
It has been tough because there is population and it's difficult to service everybody at a time, so we have to wait.
Since I blocked my matricule, I came to reactivate it.
But the most important thing in this process is to know exactly who to talk to, because those who are eligible to guide freshmen are dressed either in green, orange or blue sleeveless vests.
My name is Ngachu Biege Paul Frank. We are a service of orientation. We are there to fight the corruption. So we tell them what they are supposed to do when they come there.
Besides filling a form online and paying a sum of 10,000 francs, new students must have medical booklets which will enable them undergo a number of tests such as hepatitis B and visual impairments. Maimouna Njoya, CRTV Center.
The University of Bethel's multiple campuses have opened for the 2024-2025 academic year. Both former and new students and the school staff are present to ensure the beginning of lectures. Pre-registrations are taking place while waiting for the official start on October 4th and the welcome of freshmen. Details with Celestine Sumbele.
The University of Bethwa has begun its first week of the academic year for level 2, 3 and master students. Joseph Shalom is a second year biology student.
The choice of biology is because I would like to do medicine in the future, and biology offers great number of fields like in agriculture, in medical research and pharmaceutics.
At the Faculty of Sciences, every effort has been made to welcome newcomers and provide a safe and healthy environment for student lectures. Jean-Raymond Lucien Meva, Dean of Studies.
The registrations are going on well, according to the schedule given by the rector of the University of Bertois. We have more and more students.
According to Martin-Paul Ange Mejo, Dean of Studies for the Faculty of Arts, Letters and Social Sciences, all is set for each free academic year. The timetable have been published. All lecturers are present, infrastructure prepared, and students are attending lectures. Everything is going smoothly. The former students, as well as staff of the different faculties of the University of Bertois, are present as they await the official start of the new academic year with the freshmen. Celestine Soubele, CRTV, Bertois.
Over in the Northwest region, officials of the University of Bamenda have mentioned that all is set for the smooth kickoff of the 2024-2025 academic year set to begin on October 4th. They also highlight that much has been done in terms of construction and renovation of infrastructures to accommodate the growing population of students admitted this year, and their security has also been taken into consideration, as you tell us, Clenis Ayombom Abengo.
The University of Bamenda, also known as the University of the Future, boasts of at least 20,000 students each school year, with an annual intake of over 5,000. With the upcoming academic year previewed to begin on October 7th, the Director of Students Affairs, Professor Anong Demian Nota, assures the students of proper accommodation, feeding and health care.
At the level of the hostels, the cleaners are all there presently trying to clean the rooms. We are trying to get the pitches ready for sports. We have a health center that is functioning properly.
In terms of infrastructure, the Director for Development, Physical Plan and Infrastructure, Professor Fogwe Zefanianji, talks of renovations and construction of new facilities to ease studies.
We repaired some of the leaking roofs at the student halls of residence. We refurbished the damaged equipment, both electricity, plumbing and carpentry. It's all set to begin.
The security of students on and off campus has also been put to check, with members of the university community advised to avoid nightly activities and be one another's keeper. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Many high school graduates in Cameroon will be seeking admission into various universities and institutions of higher learning in the country. One of such institutions is the University of Bamenda, also known as the University of the Future, UBA. Deputy Vice Chancellor in charge of teaching, professionalization of information communication technologies, is the guest on the 7 p.m. Professor Su Cho Emmanuel discussed preparations ahead of the new academic year for institutions of higher learning with Winston Lepka. Let's have a listen.
Professor Su Cho Emmanuel, thank you for accepting to speak to us on this 7 p.m.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
How is the University of Bamenda getting ready to live up to its name as the University of the Future?
The university is set. It will continue to strengthen itself on its ongoing programs while commencing new programs. And at the same time, we will continue to strengthen its policies to ensure that both staff welfare, student welfare, and the learning environment is conducive for its students. In the new academic year, we'll be starting the pharmacy program in the Faculty of Health Sciences. We're taking in the first cohort of students. And we'll also be starting new programs in the Faculty of Arts. We'll be starting our conversion masters in the Communication and Development Unit. And these will only come to strengthen ongoing programs that are spread across the university. We'll also continue, as you know, to enhance hybrid learning, so that our students are abreast with the trends in the world now where online learning is combined with face-to-face teaching and learning.
Critics have described Cameroon's universities as glorified high schools because many certificate-brandishing graduates master little or nothing about the field of study and usually find it difficult to get employed. How different is the University of Bamenda?
Yeah, that's the beauty of being a university, because you are open to critics. The university never shies away from criticism. And however, we continue to strive that we deliver teaching and training that is relevant to the job market. Our syllabus review is never done in a vacuum. We always make sure we get stakeholders involved, community engagement partners are involved, development partners are involved, and we align our syllabus each time we do a review to the national development strategy of the country. So we believe that our students get skills. The job market may be narrow. This is the reality of many developing countries, but it does not in any way suggest that the training is substandard by any measure. The university exposes itself to international scrutiny too, so it's not only the internal evaluations we go through. We are members of the Association of African Universities. We make sure that our programs align to the African quality rating mechanisms. We are sure that we get critics that enhance our training from an international perspective.
Prof, what advice will you give to students who want to study in Yuba?
Besides the core programs that we give, for which students earn degree, we encourage our students in the course of their stay on campus to learn soft skills in communications, in IT. That's why most of our student-related management systems are digitized. We also take cognizance of the fact that the state is going towards the entrepreneurial university concept, and the University of Bamenda has positioned itself in this way. We encourage our students to continue to learn, take advantage of these soft skills, and as they graduate, they shouldn't lose sight of the fact that they are not only going to be employees, but they have what it takes to become entrepreneurs.
Professor Sucho Emmanuel, Deputy Vice Chancellor in charge of teaching professionalization of information communication technologies at the University of Bamenda. Sir, I'm so very grateful for your time.
I'm glad for having been able to talk to you.
Away from the in-depth segment of the news and onto other news-making stories, the population of Yaounde 4 subdivision has been urged to collaborate with administrative, municipal and traditional authorities in keeping the environment clean. Governor Nasiri Paul Biya was speaking today during the third lap of a campaign to get rid of abandoned garbage in the political capital. As you tell us, Lekiate Jetruda Songazi.
The inspection visit to Yaounde 4 subdivision kicked off at the Madison neighborhood, where the stakeholders charged with waste disposal told Governor Nasiri Paul Biya that thanks to the equipment provided by the Ministry for Urban Development, they have been able to recruit youth who collect garbage in neighborhoods and dispose in identified trash cans. The mayor and other traditional rulers pleaded on those charged with waste collection to hand down the calendar of garbage collection as well. For his part, Governor Nasiri Paul Biya told the population the need to ensure cleanliness within their respective communities.
I was overwhelmed when I saw a young man carrying dirt which he had collected from the drain and was going to put them in the garbage of his acre. This is an example to be followed. We are calling the population of Yaounde and all of Yaounde to follow the example to keep clean and to be sure we are going to continue the campaign. It's not a slogan.
The inspection visit to get rid of garbage in Yaounde 4 subdivision drained in the senator, local population, traditional rulers, and administrative authorities coordinated by Evis Akondi. The next stop of Governor Nasiri Paul Biya's cleanup campaign caravan will be in the Yaounde 3 subdivision this Thursday. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News Center.
In the meantime, preparations are underway in Douala for the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum that will take place from the 1st to the 15th of November 2024. The mayor of the city of Douala, Dr. Roger Bassadine, met with the organizer of the event to discuss ways of ensuring the success of the forum, as well as call on local and foreign investors to contribute in the development of the town of Douala. More on this with Gladys at
The Sawa Cultural House, situated at Beseke Douala, will host the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum that will take place from the 1st to the 15th of November 2024. The real estate industry and transportation logistics will be in the spotlight at this meeting of business stakeholders from Cameroon and Central Africa. 2 months to the event, the mayor of the city of Douala, Dr. Roger Mbassandine, says the economic capital is ready to welcome investors from within and out of the country.
I invite all local and international economic players wishing to invest in the city of Douala in full transformation to answer present at this third edition of the Douala Economic Forum, so that together we can contribute to the strengthening of the local public policy, to the development and emergence of an even more attractive economic capital.
Il y a l'émergence d'une capitale économique encore plus attractive.
The organizer of the Douala Economic Forum, Olivier Kingemuli, has also revealed that focus will equally be on land and sea transport during the annual event. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
Members of the committee to select the 2025 Women's Day Fabric Design for Cameroon have been urged to look out for creativity, the choice of color, the messages that valorize women in shortlisting entries. The call was made by the vice president of the committee, Martin Ongola, while presiding over their first session, where 10 designs are expected to be shortlisted for a final choice out of the total of 268 entries. A member of the committee, Roland Pange, says it is important to present to the general public the transparent process of choosing women Day celebration designs as a means to encourage local talents. Hear him.
The transparency per se is guided by the message, the color, the images, and above all, what has the woman done and is doing and had done to promote the rights of women and their promotion. Over 260 designs that we will need to shortlist the best that will hand over to the company that makes fabrics to produce a piece of cloth that will reflect the status of the Cameroonian woman, as well as the reflections of the United Nations, the vision of the President of the Republic, and the directives of the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family.
Onto our foreign page. Israel says strike on Beirut killed senior Hezbollah commander. Lebanese officials say six people were killed in the attack. It comes as U.S. President Joe Biden tells the UN that a full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Thousands have fled southern Lebanon, while others say they are leaving the capital, Beirut. Meanwhile, Russia has struck an apartment block in the northeast Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, killing at least three people and injuring 31 more, local officials say. The attack comes as fighting intensifies in the country's east, Russian troops encircling and closing in on the largely destroyed town of Vuhledar. And on to sports. The two teams to clash in the final of the Football Cup of Cameroon, Colombe Sportif of the Jan Lobo and Aigle Royal of the Menua, have continued to train ahead of the event next Sunday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. It will Aigle's third attempt at the final to lift the trophy, while Colombe Sportif has gotten to this stage of the competition for the first time in history. And that's how we saw it in this edition of the 7 p.m. News, in which you heard that the higher education sector has been encouraged, has been assured of a smooth 2024-2025 academic year following the laid-down procedure on the academic calendar. 23 curricular courses, an agenda methodological training guide that aligns with the labor market demands have been presented in Yaoundé today. And training continues in the two teams to clash in the final of the Football of the Cup of Cameroon to be played on Sunday, September 29. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor.